Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. That night some shepherds were in the fields outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened. But the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David, and this is how you will recognise him. You will find the baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God. "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, to whom all God favours." When the angel had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. Then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their fields and flocks, glorifying and praising God for what the angels had told them, and because they had seen the child just as the angel had said. Thanks be to God. Amen.
So we bring our prayers of intercession. Father God, as we gather this morning, we are aware of the difficulties facing so many across the world. This year has been strained for so many young and old alike. We seek your comfort for those who have lost loved ones due to COVID-19. We also pray for those whose loved ones have died from other related illnesses. May they find comfort through you, family and friends who surround them. We pray for the governments around the world, having the responsibility for making decisions that affect so many areas of daily life. Lord, help us to see beyond party politics at this time, as we each have a role to play in defeating this virus. May we be mindful of the needs of others, family, friends and neighbours. Father, we pray for those who are unemployed or on short-time work. May they find help through the generosity of others. We pray for those who are reduced to despair and feel overwhelmed. Father, we give thanks for the work of food banks up and down the country as they seek to meet the basic needs of many families. Lord, we give thanks for the work of the NHS, but recognise that it is overstretched. So please give peace and comfort to those on the front line and those who work in the background. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the freedom to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, over these past days, but would ask that we might be so challenged to follow you all days, not just for Christmas. And finally, we pray for ourselves, that we might know you and receive you and your blessings as we seek to do your will in our daily lives and in the life of the church. The night our Saviour was born in Bethlehem, there were many other shepherds watching over flocks on the hillside. Little did the shepherds know what they would encounter on that night some 2,000 years ago. It was a night like no any other. They had settled the sheep down for the night and began the night shift of protecting the sheep from wolves and the like. One can only imagine being there, looking up at the starry sky, seeing something of God's creation. When the shepherds set out for work, they had no understanding of what was to take place. And we ask, why did God seek out lowly shepherds as the first to visit the Son of God? After all, a shepherd was seen as low in status, down in the pecking order. But what we see is we see a God of all, social standing playing no part. God is a lover of equality. He is a God of no favourites. What they saw that night was the promise of God fulfilled. For in Luke 2:10-14, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you great news that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favour rests." We see the fulfilment of a 700-year-old prophecy found in Micah 5, verse 2. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." Why these shepherds? There would have been many out on the hillside. Was it because they were nearby when the Christ child was born? James 4 says, "Come near to God, and he will come near to you." Was it that they were in the right place at the right time? Did God recognize something of their faithfulness? After all, these were hard men, full of character. And yet, on that night, they were afraid when the angel appeared to them. The angel having to reassure them that he brings great news. "Today in the town of David, a child is born to you. He is Christ the King," or Christ the Lord, as scripture says. How would we have reacted to such an encounter? Not so different, I suppose. There would have been that sense of fear. And yet these shepherds are obedient and compliant. They follow the instructions and make the journey. Surely this had a cost. Who would look after the sheep, leaving their jobs that provided money for their families? I wonder what it would be like if we went into our bosses on Monday morning and said, "An angel has appeared to me and told me to go to Bethlehem to see a baby." I'm sure they would have something to say. What we note is the shepherds were obedient to their divine calling. We read in Luke 2. "The shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see the things that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.'" I wonder if we're so obedient in God's calling on our lives. God is calling us to meet with Jesus, to proclaim that Jesus, born, died and resurrected, is alive and working in the world today. He calls the high and lowly to work for him in the world today. No one is beyond doing his work. We all have a part to play. We've seen acts of kindness in these past months. Much quietly done. No reward required. No sort of gong around the neck. Just knowing that what we do for another is what God would have us do. The shepherds found the baby Jesus along with Mary and Joseph in the stable, a lowly, smelly place for the Saviour of the world. As God had called the shepherds to visit, so he calls the wise men. But that's for next week. The shepherds returned, praising God and telling all who would listen of what they'd seen and what they'd experienced. What are we doing to share the good news? As 2021 approaches, it's time to take stock, to audit ourselves and see where we are with God. The shepherds went back to doing what they knew best, but used the opportunities to praise God for the gift of the Christ child. What has Christmas meant to us? Have we been caught up with the materialism, the busyness, or have we found that time, that short time maybe, to be with God and to thank him for Jesus? As the shepherds return praising God, what of us? May we give thanks for his bountiful provision and rejoice in the knowledge that Jesus is Lord of all. He is the shepherd of his sheep.